Good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting on the bedside tables of children all over the world, listening to them tell me their stories of their adventures in their lives. What are we going to do? Ellen was crying out to her younger brother, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? How are we going to figure this thing out? And her little brother says, I don't know. Why should I worry about figuring anything out? Well, Ellen says, I got to figure this out. I got to help you. Well, what do you got to help me do? George asked. Well, I always have to help my little brother. I have to help my little brother to learn. I have to help my little brother to understand these wonderful things about life. Well, why did you have to do that? George asked. He was always interested in what his bigger sister Ellen had to tell him and how she had to tell it to him. Why do you think of that? He asked. Why do you think? Well, that's the way I'm supposed to do. That's what I understand. Well, how are you going to teach me anything when I know everything? George, you know you don't know everything. You know you don't. Yes, I do, Ellen. Yes, I do. George, you haven't gone to school yet. You haven't grown up as big as I am yet. You have to learn these things, to be aware of these things. No, Ellen, I don't have to be aware of these things. No, Ellen, I don't have to learn these things. No, Ellen, I can say, I heard Mommy and Daddy saying it the other night, I know God in me is the answer. God in me is the answer for everything. The divine in me knows everything. Everything is in me. Well, I heard them say that too, but I never paid any attention to it. I just thought that was nice words to say. No, Ellen, it's not nice words to say. It's the truth. Mommy and Daddy said it. It's the truth. Well, all right. So it's the truth. Well, how can I teach you anything if you know everything? Well, you know, Ellen, you are a very smart girl. You always do everything right. Mommy and Daddy believe in you, and they trust you, and they know that you are always going to be somebody they can depend on. Why do you say that, George? Well, you are a good girl. You are a girl who loves everything and loves everybody and is always being nice to everything and everybody. Well, I guess that's right. You know that's right, Ellen. You're a nice girl. Well, George, you're a nice boy for saying that to me. Now, what is it you'd like to teach me, Ellen? I will listen and I will learn because I know that you want to do nice things for me. Well, George, what would you like to learn? Ellen, you're begging the question. What do you mean I'm begging the question? I asked you what you'd like to teach me, and you turned around and asked me what I would like to learn. Well, now, that's sort of begging the question. I asked you to teach me. Now, Ellen, is the only thing that you ever will teach me or anybody reading, writing, and arithmetic? What do you mean by that? Are you just going to teach me the things that are evident, the things that are anybody knows? Well, that's what I know. No, Ellen, you know even better stuff. I heard you talking to some of your friends the other day, and you were talking big stuff. You were talking about how the universe is made and how the world turns around and how life goes on and what all these things are, these wonderful mysteries that we look at. Yeah, that's true. Well, how about teaching me stuff like that. But George, you're not old enough to understand it. Ellen, you might be surprised how much I understand. All right. George, the world is a big ball, and it's going around in the sky. And it has an orbit, and the orbit is around the moon, and the sun, and the stars, around the big old sun up there. We go around it and around it. In 365 days, that's a year, we go around the sun. And the moon goes around us in different schedules, and other things have different schedules. Well, that's interesting, Ellen. Yes, it is, but is that the kind of stuff you want to learn? No. I want to learn why the moon is there, why the sun is there, why we are here. Wow. How could I ever teach you about that stuff, George? I don't even know myself. Ellen, we heard Mommy and Daddy saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, just let's pretend that the divine really does know the answer in us. And what would it say to us if we said, why is there an earth? And then what would we answer? Well, George, what would you answer? You're 4 years old. You're so smart. What would you answer? Well, Ellen, I would answer, it is there because I put it there. You put the earth there? Yes. I am all. I put the earth there. Mommy and Daddy said so. I created everything. They created everything. Mommy and Daddy said so. It's true. Wow. George, you are better than I thought you were. Why did we put it there? Why did we put the earth where we put it? Because it's in exactly the right place so that we could live here on earth and be living in our bodies and be living in our minds and be living in every way that we are. Wow, you're right, George. You're right. My goodness, someone your age knowing all this. Ellen, Mommy and Daddy said, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, and so I just know it. And you know, Ellen, I could tell you all sorts of things just off the top of my head, right from the bottom of my soul, right from my divine within me, and I let it know. Oh, George, you're fantastic. Oh, there's Mr. Candle sitting on the bedside table. Hey, Mr. Candle, did you hear what George said? Yes, I did, Mary Ellen. Yes, I did. He is really a spectacular boy, isn't he? Oh, yes, Mr. Candle. George is something else again. He's really wonderful. George, where do you learn all these things? Well, I listen within. I don't listen to others. Mommy and Daddy tell me that if I say I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. I listen to them, and then I practice that. Well, George, you are practicing this at a pretty early age. Well, Mr. Candle, there is no age too early for questions, and there's no age too early for answers, because they're all in me. And when I go in me to get the answer, I get it. Oh, George, you are really something beautiful. Really something beautiful. George, have you always been like this? You're 4 years old now. How have you always been? Yes, Mr. Candle, Ellen says. Yes, he has always been like that. He has always been so precocious, so wonderful, so fantastic. And Ellen, you're teaching your little brother? Oh, Mr. Candle, I'm not teaching him so much as he's teaching me. He knows what I know, and I know what he knows, and I know what I know. but he is practicing it. And you know, Mr. Kendall, when you practice what you learn, when you practice what you know about yourself, there's not anything else to learn because you already know it. Oh, you know, Mr. Kendall, I am so happy I have a little brother who is able to show me and teach me all that he does. Oh, Ellen, there comes Mr. Sandman. See him? He's coming through the door there. He's saying, boys and girls, time for bed, time for sleep. I'm going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you, and you're going to have beautiful dreams and think beautiful thoughts and live your beautiful life. So, boys and girls, until I come next time to visit you and hear all of your stories about the wonderful things you're doing, this is Mr. Kendall saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.